All right. Hey, it's so good to be back with you as we are at Innovate, having conversations about leadership and how to just lead other people. And we've been in a series that really is from John Maxwell called Beyond Success. But I had told you that I'd be bringing supplemental material each time that we come together. So I'm just not repeating what John has already taught so eloquently and so much better. So I want to just add some supplemental things to it from my own experience and my own challenges as well. And today we're in the subject of relationships. It's session four in the lesson that John teaches. And so, but what I've learned is that there are challenges in every relationship, and there are challenges of every team. You know, many of you work in a corporation. So what is a corporation? You know, the problem in our culture today, when we think corporation, we think entity, business, we think a legal construct. But originally, corporation was a group of people getting together, cooperating to deliver or execute a desired outcome, product, or service. And so whenever you think about the relationships within the context of corporation, you really want to say, how can we get this group of people, these people to move forward in a cohesive manner so that we are delivering at the highest capacity? But there's challenges on any team. There's not a team on the earth that doesn't have a challenge, that doesn't have issues, have things that got to continually be maintained. Some of them we find in Patrick Lencioni's book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. I've added one to that, what I would call the six battles of every great team. And one is the absence of trust. Trust is so key. Trust is a buzzword, but here's the reality. You can only move at the speed of trust. And I would recommend that people will say trust is earned. I would actually say trust is given, mistrust is earned. And you want to build a culture where you're giving trust on the front end. If you took the time, the effort, the energy to interview them, to walk with them, to go through your processes, and you've made a conscientious decision, I'm going to bring you on this team, and I'm going to hire you, and I'm going to give you a job, and you're going to be in our cooperation of people to move this business, this dream forward, then you need to give them trust right on the front end and then allow them to lose that trust. So for me, trust is given, mistrust is earned. I remember I started a college class my freshman year in college. Our instructor got up, he said, everybody day one, you have 100 in this class. Now you can finish with that 100 or you can only go down from here, but I want you to know I've already given everyone 100 in the book. You have it. And so it was from that point forward where you maintain that 100 or it began to go down and impact your GPA. And so trust is key. Whole bunch of lessons on that. Fear of conflict. That's another one. It's a battle every team is going to wrestle with. The lack of commitment. That's something that every team will wrestle with. Avoidance of accountability. That's huge. I'll tell you right now, peer-to-peer accountability is so much better than policy and procedure accountability. And so another one is inattention to results. What you inspect or what you expect, you have to inspect. If not, we're not going to get there. And the last battle, which is always a battle on every team, is communication. And we may do two or three lessons in that in the weeks to come. But we have to know that trust, however, is the foundation of every relationship. For any relationship to work, trust has got to be the foundation. And developing trust is like creating the foundation of a building. But if it's done correctly, it can withstand storms, it can withstand earthquakes, it can withstand downturns in the economy, it can withstand a lot of things if trust is built in the foundation of the organization. And what I've learned is that people are the source of our greatest joys as well as our greatest disappointments. John would call this the elevator principle. That we're either lifting people up or we're taking them down. If you want to build trust, lift people up. If you want to lose trust, take people down. And so in relationships, you want to build the relationship, take people up. You want to tear the relationship down, just take people down. I promise you, it will impact that relationship. And so it makes me ask, you know, kind of what kind of person am I or what kind of person are you? Some people add something to life. We enjoy those people. So how do you add? How do you add your organization? How do you add to others? How do you add to conversations? One is go early and stay late. In other words, do more than is expected. Another one is do something every day to help those around you. I have a friend of mine, every time I talk to them, when I get ready to hang up the phone or get off the Zoom call or whatever, they'll say, "Hey, Donna, is there anything I can do for you?" Now, they have said this so much that I have already prepared. Before I make the call, I know they're going to ask that question, and it's not a throwaway question. They really want to know, how can I help you? How can I add value to your life? How can I serve you? And if you tell them over and over and over, "Oh, it's okay, you can't, I'm good," you're dismissing the ability for that person to take you to another level. So before I ever pick up the phone, before I ever log into Teams or whatever tool I'm using to have a conversation with them, I go ahead and think about, how am I going to answer the question when they say, "How can I help you?" And I'm going to give them an answer. And so that's really just helped in that conversation. But it also says, you know, I want to be that kind of predictable person who is saying, "Hey, I want to add value to you. I want to help you in your journey, your quest, your venture in life, and your relationship. So what can I bring to the table that would really help?" And so the other thing is offer to go the extra mile for your boss. I just think that's something that's huge. Some people subtract something from our life. You know, the people who add something to our life, we enjoy those people. The people that subtract from our life, let's just be honest, you tolerate them. And so we got to take others to a higher level. And lifters commit themselves to daily encouragement. Lifters, if you're gonna be the elevator and take people to another level, if you're gonna continue to build trust, you've got to commit yourself daily to encourage somebody else. Lifters know the little differences that separate hurting and helping people. Because sometimes you can hurt people and other times you can help people. And often it's the way something is said, the way something is demonstrated, the way something is led. Lifters initiate the positive in a negative environment. I'll tell you right now, my wife is the king or the queen of this. She is phenomenal at lifting through the positive in a negative environment and a negative context. She's absolutely phenomenal at it. She's one of the best. Lifters understand life isn't a dress rehearsal. Here's what I know. Believing the best in people will usually bring out the best in people. Now hear that again. Believing the best in people will usually bring out the best in people. So when I talk about trust, what is trust? Trust is learning how to be open and honest with each other. It's something that's definitely missing in most work environments. Being open about our weaknesses, our failures, and our fears. Being open with our concerns. Being open to receive feedback because I trust they're going to give me the best feedback, that they're not there to hurt me, they're there to help me. It's willingness to say things like, "Man, I was wrong. I made a mistake. I need help. I'm not sure. You're better than this than I am. So could you come alongside and help me?" Saying like, "I'm sorry." Patrick Lencioni defines trust by using the word vulnerability. Vulnerability is a vulnerability-based trust is predicated on the simple and the practical idea that people who aren't afraid to admit the truth about themselves, and they're not going to engage in the kind of political behavior that wastes everyone's time and everyone's energy. People that do not have an honest evaluation of themselves have a very difficult time understanding trust. It's because of insecurity and the fear of being vulnerable. I'll tell you, and also narcissists have a very difficult time with vulnerability trust because they don't want to admit they don't know. And so that's just a huge thing to consider and to think about as well. Trust is the foundation of all teamwork. Without it, we have a group, but we don't have a team. And on a team, trust is all about vulnerability, which is difficult for most people. So building trust takes time if you're not willing to give them that trust up front. But the process can be greatly accelerated if you give that trust on the front end. If you share it with them, you say, here is trust. I'm going to trust them to execute. I'm going to trust them to carry out the vision, the direction that I have in the organization or to do a job. If you give that to them on the front end, I promise you the speed of which your organization moves will be accelerated. Let me share some key relationships that you need. And I for me, I have these relationships in my life. I would encourage you to have them in yours. This isn't new to me. This is material I've gotten from others that have helped me in my journey. I love what Ronald Reagan said. He said, trust but verify. And so in some of this stuff, it's what you inspect, you expect, or what you expect, you inspect. And so some key relationships for me, one is my spouse or a life-trusted authority in my life. That's, I would call that my true north. And that's huge. A counselor. I think if you're in the people business, you need a counselor. I think that if you're in the people helping business, you definitely need a counselor, someone to help you. Mentors and a consultants, a church or a pastor. I come from the pastoral world. I think every pastor needs a pastor. I think every pastor needs a church that you're either attending, serving in, ministering in, but you need that community, that network. You need a prayer partner. You need someone you can call that'll pray with you at the drop of a hat. And sometimes it is your spouse. Sometimes it's someone else. Sometimes it is that mentor, that counselor, that pastor. Sometimes it's somebody else. You need a financial advisor. And then you need truth friends. I didn't say true friends. I said truth friends, people that will tell you the truth because they love you. They're honest with you. That's huge. And then I believe you need a doctor and a health coach. You get a physical every year. You need someone who's helping you with your diet, helping you with your exercise. You want to make sure you have a health coach. And so in that, you're going to need to trust each of these relationships, but also verify, you know, and then center of all this for me. I'm a person of faith. It guides my life. It directs my life. And so if you were looking at this as a wheel, all these other things, the true north, the counselor, the mentors and consultants, the church slash pastor, prayer partners, financial advisor, truth friends, doctor slash health coach. They would all be spokes around the center of the wheel, but the center of the wheel for me, my keyest relationship is my faith relationship, my relationship with God. That's huge. I believe that out of that relationship flows every other relationship in my life. And that relationship for me impacts other relationships. And so if you're going to live a life of success and you're going to go beyond success, I promise you, relationships are going to be a huge factor in that journey. You know, it says this, and I'm going to close our time by reading this verse in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. It said, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Let me encourage you today. Live beyond success. Go beyond success. And in doing it, you'll establish some great relationships if you're going to get there. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for the time together. Let's continue to grow as leaders.